My mom used to cook them.
Well, did she wrap it up in anything before she...
I don't want to wrap up in a collard leaf.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Kush.
Okay. What do you call bread that's made in loaves out of white flour? Just the kind of bread that people buy in the store nowadays.
Good. I don't know what to cook.
Well, you know, just ordinary old bread that's in loaves. Just white bread in loaves. What do
loaf
you call
bread.
It? What'd you, I'm sorry, what'd you say? Loaf bread?
Is loaf it? Bread.
Okay. What do you call a round, sweet thing? It's about that big around.
Cake?
Well, now this is, it's fatter than, well, it's about that big around, and it's got a hole in the middle.
A cake.
A cake, is that what you call it? Okay. What do you call flat cakes, about that thick, and you cook them on a greased skillet, and then when they're cooked, you stack them up and you eat them with butter and syrup?
Yes.
What do you call those?
That's butter.
Well, no, now these are flat, these things I'm talking about now. You pour the batter onto a frying pan or in a skillet, and then you turn them over, and then when they're done, you stack them up, and you put butter in, on them. And you eat them with molasses?
When I was cooking, myself, I cooked some things, I didn't know what you called it. I never did cook, not much. No one ever allowed to cook when one lived.
Uh-huh.
One time when she was in her house.
Well, now, did you ever have pancakes or batter cakes?
Batter cakes, one she loved to cook.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
That's rib side.
What is it?
Rib side.
Rib side meat? Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head and things like that?
I didn't care about hog joel.
Well, what do you call the meatloaf that can be made from it when it's pressed?
Pressed.
I think the ears go in it and...
Call that soft meat.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry? When you bite into a cherry, you know there's a hard thing in the middle?
See.
Okay. And how about the same thing if it's in a peach?
Kill them.
Okay. Now there are two kinds of peaches. You know, some will... Some the meat sticks to the seed and some it comes loose.
Time I went out to Johnson. Man, I had to. He said, what sort of peaches y'all use over there? I told him he used our butter peaches.
Uh-huh.
Over here. Said he's not our butter. Said if you walk around out there and look, see if you see our butter peach. If you find one. Right, come back with you, I'll give you what you get. I said, what these you got? He said, he's redskin. Call him redskin. He said, I have butter peach. Okay, all right, to get the meat part of the white.
Uh-huh.
The redskin, the meat was yellow.
Well, that's interesting. Well, now, does the Alberta peach stick to the seed, or does it come loose from the seed?
It'll come loose from the seed.
It'll come loose? Well, now, do you have another name for peaches that come loose from the seed easily?
Clearstone, they call them.
Clearstone? Well, now, what about the ones that stick to the seed? What do you call them?
I don't understand. These things are made for different things. That's this man went over there, hung out there.